expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Oh, yeah.
There we have it. It is Sunday, January 3rd, the first show of 2021.
Scary.
Yep. My name is Mark Kent, and this is the first show of the year, so it is time to stop your compliant socialist distancing, your Marxist fear-mongering, lockdowns, your sheepish commie shutdowns, and resist the politically weaponized pandemic. Financial reset. Do not comply. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, the ball of endless energy. Sorry.
I've got to leave it alone.
I mean, technically, I would hope she's ballless.
Well, oh, boy. The movable. Well, in this day and age, you never know. I mean.
Really? Really? You guys want to have that conversation?
No.
Are you sure you want to have that conversation?
The immovable object, the unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes. She has seen more BS than a stockyard cowboy.
Good morning.
And our newest team member.
No, it's what? No, it's what?
The kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than high-speed download with a black belt in RAM samurai, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning, everybody.
And we have it. And last but not least, guardian of the magic button of silence, the librarian of bumper, the time bandit of breaks, keyboard weaponry specialist and producer extraordinaire, Travis.
Good morning, people. Do you like my new shirt?
We love your new shirt. We have those.
It's
we
great.
Like
I have one now, too.
Yeah, you're just like the rest of us.
Time has come for 51.
Time has come.
There we have it. And we are brought to you by our great sponsors. First off, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. You can call 530-605-9575. We do have a new sponsor, too, that is going to be donating $600.
We do?
Yeah, we do. I'll tell you about it after I figure out.
I forgot my paper, but don't forget. That's North all right. State home buyers. Yeah,
we're gonna squeeze it out of somebody.
Cool.
Well, that all depends.
Depends on who's getting squeezed.
That depends.
That's why I can tell the kids, hey, come over here. You need a head squeeze.
You know, it used to be a squeeze was a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on over for a little squeeze.
Yeah, a little squeeze.
That was your significant other. You used to say my main squeeze.
The squeeze.
The squeeze, yeah.
You can go to the chat room. KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook. I'm Mark Kent with the Jefferson
no.
flag, you know. And on Twitter, Sovereign Minds at Tea Party Tatanka or Mark E. Kent at Got Tea, which I don't have. I'm not using the Got Tea one too much on the Twitter.
I don't do Twitter.
Yeah, I tweet quite a bit, but you know how it is.
I have another name for them. Just saying.
I got to stop there because I know I'm going to say something I'm going to get a beep for. Other announcements that we need to make is take a stand against tyranny and save your jobs. The Board of Supervisors voted to lock you out. The time for opening up the chambers, live public comment, and transparency. show up, do the work, and be the change. That's Tuesday, January 5th. Be there at 8:45 at 1450 Court Street in Redding, California. And we need to show up. We need to keep putting the pressure on these guys because they are out of control. And that will be the day that Patrick Jones is also now a member of the Board of Supervisors.
Day,
so he'll be sworn in that day.
Awesome.
So that's all good on other places. We've got Wednesday, January 6th, 4 p.m., mm-hmm. Former Kmart parking of Cypress and Hilltop. There's going to be a Trump train all aboard rally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's...
That's at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 2021. It says 2020 on the thing, so I think they got the wrong year. I'm pretty sure it's 2021.
Yeah, let's not go back. No back in time right now.
No, in fact, if I wouldn't lose any life and could just skip forward 3 years, I think I'd take that bet and go for it.
Man, I'll tell you, this last year was a real, I want to say something show, but I'll just say it was very witty.
Colorful.
Stuff show.
That rhymes with show, kind of. So
there's a third annual anti-abortion walk, and it's abortion is a human rights violation walk that's going to be taking place on Saturday, January 9th, 2021 at 10 a.m. And please arrive by 9:30. It's going to be held at the Reading City Hall, 777 Cypress Avenue, Reading.
Well, we also know there's going to be a huge rally on the 6th in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are heading that way right now as we speak, or starting to, because it
They should have left from here Saturday if they were all going together,
Yeah, I got a report here that Biden's inaugural inaugural parade viewing stands down. Their stands have been taken down because of the parade in doubt and are afraid that it will turn into a massive MAGA rally.
You mean his people won't be there?
Yeah.
Well, his computer programs can't really make it.
You know, I posted this thing from Charlie Kirk. And, you know, we're going to do a little segment from JP on the fact checkers as well. But, you know, this is so – and, of course, they put the facts on there. This is partial information. This is – we don't agree. You know, this fact-checking crap is so out of control with stupidity. They'll fact-check if you said, my name was Mark Kent. Well, that's not really – that's partially true because you have an E in the middle. You know? It's absolute stupidity. So Charlie Kirk posted Barack Obama, 69 million votes, 873 counties. Donald Trump, 75 million votes, 2,497 counties. Joe Biden, 81 million votes with 477 counties. How does that even compute?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Of course, there's nothing to see here. Move right along.
Unless you do math in California, then that would compute.
Well, in fact, I was going through this the other day, and I started riling myself back up on this whole thing because, you know, there's a complacency lull that's already starting to happen again to where people are waiting for information to come out. Doggone it, how much more information do you need? How much more times do you need to see a Dominion voting machine flip? How much more times do you need to see 65-68% of the vote being tallied incorrectly and then adjudicated in bulk to one person or another with no oversight and no record? How many more times do you need to see, like, this Pennsylvania thing that happened recently, to where the Pennsylvania GOP said that of the people who were registered to vote, they had 200,000 more individuals that ended up voted than were registered to vote?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Forget about it.
You know, I mean, I've got this thing that I'm going to post on Facebook here, and it actually shows the switch. It's from the Gateway Pundit, and it shows on CNN, you know, in real time how they switched 700,000 votes from one post on the camera to the next, where it actually decreases Trump's number. So you got to ask yourself a question: how do you do that? Mm-hmm. How when you're counting votes, do you lose 700,000 votes?
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? I think that's, you know, it's not possible, is it? Not when you're counting, because how does it go back? How do you reverse the count? This is on live CNN. Boom, it goes from, you know, and I'll get this posted up, but it's like it's just plain as day, on the plain as the nose on your face. It's like it's a cheat.
Yeah, and with that, we do have to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
In an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State. Because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Stand and deliver. You let them put the fear on you. Stand and deliver. Not a word you heard is true. But if there's nothing you can say, there may be nothing you can do. Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave? Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave? Do you want to wear these chains until you're lying in the grave? I don't want to be a pauper, and I don't want to be a prince. I don't want to be a pauper, and I don't want to be a prince. I just wanna do my job, playing the blues for my friend. Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what's it worth? You know they're gonna grind us down until it really hurts. Is this a sovereign nation or just a police state? You better look out, people, before it gets too late.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, that's little Eric Clapton, that Stand and Deliver, and I think those words are pretty awesome. I think he's telling us the truth. I mean, we need to stand up and we need to start fighting against this because the end result is not going to be good. With that, I want to go to JP here. We need to fact check the fact checkers because the fact checkers are really the, you know, deep state commie demo crappy idiots that they're not checking any facts at all. They're suppressing free speech.
What do you mean? They have an agenda?
No, they wouldn't lie to us, would they?
No.
So let's. Are we all ready to go there, Travis? Okay, so here we go. Let me make sure I got my sound all fixed here. And then here we go. Here's JP with facts about the fact checkers. If we can get it to play.
I know. I think the frontline workers that have been risking it all the most in order to protect us during this pandemic, the fact checkers. Thank you, fact checkers, for protecting us from free speech, our own thinking, and diversified perspectives. We, the public, know we're simply not intelligent enough to think for ourselves, let alone to decide what we think is true. You treat us like helpless children as you hold our hands and tell us what to do and think. Because we are. Your authoritarian use of absolute words like facts and truth helps us discount our own thinking while giving you power over us to protect us. And it reminds us of how Catholic priests used authoritarian words like God in order to have power over little boys to protect them. Luckily, there's no examples of the strategy being used in harmful ways. So you have an outstanding human achievement where you have never made a single mistake in knowing what the facts are. You also have a 100% accuracy rate in pointing out other people's mistakes. That literally makes you perfect. And if we didn't know any better, we'd think that's too good to be true. Your commitment to abolishing all points of view that don't come from you is inspiring. At an intuitive level, all people know that living in a society where only one point of view is allowed and it's imposed on them while all other points of view are exterminated will be a happy, prosperous society. History has taught us that over and over. Fact checkers, most of us have never spoken a single thought that's been scientifically validated as true. So please accept our public apology for having the audacity to think, let alone speak, without your permission. With your continued help, pretty soon we won't be thinking at all or allowed to speak. We know that factcheck.org is controlled by the Annenberg family, but what isn't public knowledge is that Walter Annenberg was a mob bookie and that the Annenberg family has direct connection to Anthony Fauci, George Soros, and Bill Gates Sr.
Huh. There they all are in a picture together.
Therefore, those who are trying to control the narrative control the fact checkers who are helping control the narrative. But because this isn't public knowledge, we, the public, don't have knowledge of it because we're too stupid. Fact checkers, if it's not too much to ask, we pray that you extend your chokehold of fact checking into realms beyond basic speech. Music, art, and books are all based on perspectives, not facts. Therefore, we need you to protect us from these sources of inspiration, because without you, we'll continue to be pulled to them while mistakenly believing they're making our lives better. As we, the public, assume the posture of apologizing for even existing, please accept our gratitude for your sacrifices in serving our country and gracing us with the divinity of your absolute truth. Fact checkers, without your guidance, we, the public, would be constantly walking into traffic, stumbling into free speech, and getting infected with a diversity of ideas. Thank you for your service.
I'm gonna post that. JP obviously tongue in cheek about everything, but is true. I mean, this fact checker, you know, it's like they post fact checks, CY, like you've, you know, like, does anybody pay attention to any of that crap anymore? I mean, how juvenile is it that, you know, you're fact checking someone's opinion, for example?
Well, and honestly, it... It's just insane when you see these fact checks that come out, like the one on Snopes where they turn around and had the two doctors that were discussing the potential problems of the vaccine causing infertility. They're like, it does not cause sterility. It causes infertility. How dare you? That's so much better, Snopes. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that. You know, and then I've got a Swiss patient and an Israeli man die of shortly after receiving a COVID vax. I guess that didn't make the news.
Oh.
Of course not.
Yeah, and then we've got here's another one that kind of goes into that. It's about the 98% drop in the flu virus since last year.
Nothing to see here.
I mean, so the flu doesn't exist anymore. It's all COVID.
Yeah, it's cured.
Yeah,
thanks,
sure.
COVID.
It's cured. Absolutely, we're cured.
Yep. That's because you go get your vaccine.
Well, and
no,
let's think about the logic behind this. They say that the flu has gone down drastically because of the use of masks and social distancing. At the same time, the same people say that COVID is spreading rapidly because people are not using masks and social distancing. What the heck is it, man?
Make up your mind. That's right.
You're not supposed to be thinking for yourself. There you go again.
So this is the story, excuse me, on the 2020 flu seasonal flu has dropped by 98% worldwide as it has been relabeled COVID-19. So the real deal is worldwide seasonal influenza, you know, is 98% lower this year than in earlier flu seasons. The CDC says the percentage of respiratory specimens testing positive for influenza at clinical laboratories is 0.1%. It is clear from that the common seasonal flu is merely being called COVID-19. I mean, we're not being lied to. These are stuff you can check. This is if you're interested, you can see the data. It's
but
there.
This is nothing new. They've been doing that for years, relabeling or reclassifying different diseases. They do it all the time.
Well, this fraudulent increase in COVID. Now, this is a fraudulent increase in cases, isn't it? Let's call it what it is. Has led to mass hysteria, lockdowns, quarantines, mask wearing, social distance, socialistic distancing, economic collapse. Wow, wow.
Giving the government more control.
For the flu, right?
Yeah.
For the flu.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to play this other clip after the break. We got 3 minutes to the break, and we'll set it up. But it addresses this, and I'm not even sure who this guy is.
Abraham?
Oh, we got a caller.
We've got Abraham on the line. Good morning.
You got 3 minutes, Abraham, till the bottom of the hour.
Well, I was just thinking the other day that Anthony Fauci invested in this lab in Wuhan, and so he has patent numbers on this coronavirus. So wouldn't all the families that have lost a loved one, or wouldn't there be legal recourse against Anthony Fauci because he's owner of this virus?
No,
he's protected by that.
Here's the thing. They're still saying that none of this, there's nothing to see here, is the official narrative on all of this. There's nothing to see within the Obama-era tax benefits that they gave to these folks to the tune of about $289,000 that they set up a lab in both California and in Wuhan to study some type of viral load and of coronaviruses. And I'd be very interested to see if it was this coronavirus itself. A lot of people, including myself, believe that it is. And so I have seen some of the information on these patents for these things. What I think is very interesting is that some of the land that was owned for this place is related to Pfizer, who comes out with this miracle vaccine afterwards. And now we're ending up seeing all these things. I mean, who stands to make the most money from this? I mean, all these people who are these corrupt politicians and these corrupt bureaucrats and these corrupt billionaires. I mean, just in New York alone, the billionaires in New York who are there, they made an additional $86 billion during this pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah. And big pharmaceutical and stuff are untouchable, even though they shouldn't be. You can't sue them because of...
Mm-hmm.
they're protected.
Well, you know, can you sue Fauci? Maybe. I don't know. But who are you going to get to do it? You know, yeah, that's the problem. Who are you going to get to do it? I mean, until we get this deep state problem solved, and you know, and yeah. It goes to the local officials. That's why we need everybody to show up at the Board of Supervisors meeting, because they're the ones that are implementing it on us. They have the jurisdiction over this, not Governor Newsom. They can, and they're still doing.
They have the power to stop it. Yeah.
That's right. And so they're being either completely BS or they're completely in the tank or they don't care. Whatever, take your pick. I mean, these guys are that are over there, and then we're going to see some changes. Here, that's why Patrick Jones got elected, but that's where we're at.
And with that, we do have to go to a break. Thank you for the call, Abram. You're listening to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Sovereign Minds.
Liberals are crazy, unleashing their anger and beating you bloody if they don't get their way. They became livid when Hillary lost it. Now they're all melting down in dismay. They're deranged, calling us horrible names. They're deranged, crying and screaming with rage. They're deranged, they're deranged, they're deranged. They cover their faces and call us all racist. They hit from behind and then they hide in the crowd. Gullible misfits with tantrums and shitfits.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night.
What we're actually
seeing. First Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm sitting here at the Paul. I'd like to go out. Taking a shower, but there's a heavy cloud inside my head. I feel so tired, put myself into bed. Well, nothing ever happens, and I wonder. Isolation is not good for me. Isolation, I don't want to sit on the lemon tree. Stepping around in the desert of joy. Maybe anyhow I'll get another toy. And everything will happen, and you wonder.
Yeah, that's the lemon tree. Interestingly enough, that's from Fool's Garden. So, I want to play this clip here. I don't know who this guy is, but I think he's spot on, and then we'll continue on to this topic, some more stuff that everybody has. So this is about a 5-minute clip. I think we're ready to go.
He's on the phone right now, so...
I'll hit this real quick.
Go ahead.
So, in regards to this coronavirus thing, I wanted to hit some of the numbers that are not being covered by this media corruption that we're looking at while they're turning around doing this virus pandemic hoax set up to turn around and publicize all this pandemic. If your pandemic needs a PR team, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at a Forbes article right now that it says large numbers of healthcare and frontline workers are refusing the COVID-9 vaccine. This comes from Forbes. And the top line, despite the COVID-19 death count in the United States rapidly accelerating, I challenge that number one statement because we just found out that 8% of the flu is gone away. So the death rate is being absolutely concocted as well. And how much money they're getting paid based on who they claim is COVID-19 deaths. The whole thing is a big scam.
And did you see where that doctor destroyed a bunch of those, the vaccines?
Vaccines, yeah. Well, and to go on, it's a startling high percentage of healthcare professionals and frontline workers throughout the country who have prioritized as early recipients of the coronavirus vaccine are reportedly hesitant and outright refusing to take it despite clear scientific evidence that the vaccines are safe and effective.
Where's that coming from? And how's that
clear
happening?
Clear scientific evidence? They haven't even tried them.
Bill Gates, the nerd that used to give you computer viruses, now is turning around and trying to help you out with your vaccine? Really?
and he's knowing that he wants to get rid of the population? We just talked about a couple people dying. I seen one nurse that her face went, I don't know all the side effects. And do you trust our government, you know? So.
Well, and forget the virus and the vaccine for a minute. Let's talk about statistics. Let's talk about actually what's going on. So murder rates rose by 37% in U.S. cities in 2020. We've seen that it's up 74.1% in Seattle, 72.3% in Minneapolis, 55.5% in Chicago, 54.1% in Boston. New York is 34.5%. St. Louis, 30%. 30.4% in Los Angeles. What do all these places have in common? They're Democrat-run, locked-down places to where you just have piss and filth all over the place. And we have another study right here. Suicide versus coronavirus deaths. Study finds coming economic crisis could lead to 831,600 suicides, four times the number of estimated coronavirus deaths. And lastly but not least, we have the poverty rates within the United States to where people have been tossed into abject poverty at an increase of 14.8%. What the heck are we doing locking down?
That is a perfect segue into this clip.
I just want to say, isn't it Dr. Fauci that said that the vaccine won't prevent it? It won't block it?
No, so they
came out. Yeah, so isn't he the one that said that way back in October?
Well, get this. So he comes out on Christmas Eve, admits he's been lying to everybody at a time when nobody's going to be reading these articles. Right. And he turns around and says, you guys were not ready to hear the real herd immunity amount of numbers that are necessary in order for us to go back to some semblance of normal. We need 70-75% herd immunity, and I was going by my gut instinct doing all this before. So you lied about us about the mask. You lie about the herd immunity. You lie about literally everything. You couldn't be more wrong if you tried. A monkey on a dartboard would be able to get it better. I digress.
And trust me, take a shot to the arm.
Yeah, exactly. But my data is good now. It's okay to take the vaccine. It won't hurt you.
What a rat. Now let's listen to this clip because that's a perfect segue into this. And this guy's spot on. I'm not sure who he is. But I think he's saying it absolutely spot on. Here we go. Let's play the clip.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another run.
Oh, wow. They're having trouble showing this video.
Oh, surprise.
Imagine that. I mean, come on, guys. Let me see if I can cue it up again and get it to play, although I'm not that optimistic.
It sounds like that minister, a black minister down in the southern states is speaking.
It might be. I mean, but let's see if I can get this thing to work. But, gee, we're being censored.
No, yeah.
as right in the middle of the program.
Well, in the last 10 months, too, I want to talk about this for a second while you get that queued back up. In the last 10 months, we have printed off 35% of our total money. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
When you go through, you look at that.
No inflation is going to happen, is there?
Yeah.
I got it going. So all right. Let's try it again. Here we go.
The rise of the corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, you know, this is for the greater good, right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, you know, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, you know, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, you know, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right? And so because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, you know, distanced apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life.
True.
It's double speak, double talk. It's the two-doctrine policy, one for the initiated, one for the uninitiated, one for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run health care. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. You know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize.
I think I don't agree with absolutely every line, but I'll tell you what, I think he's hitting the nail on the head here, no question about it. And I think that just a little common sense and a little bit of, you know, Platoism of asking the proper questions like he's doing, he's using, you know, Plato's theory of questioning to get to the truth and wisdom, I think is absolutely spot on. And so we need to take this and look at this for what it is. Is what he's saying, does it have merit? I think he has a lot of merit in what he's saying, and I think we need to pay attention to this because this isn't a game. This is not something that you can take lightly, you know. And if you're the kind of people out there that just do whatever the government tells you, you're in big trouble.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
With that, we'll have to go to a break real quick and take this up on the other side. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. Places have their moment.
Beatles there. I guess I was getting kind of sentimental when I was queuing up the music this morning.
Okay, so before we get started, we've had a lot of calls. Not a lot. We've had callers calling in asking about where the clip came from, who it is, and we don't know who the gentleman is that was speaking.
I do not. I did post it on Facebook, so you can scroll down to it. He's it looks like a black gentleman, and he's got a baseball cap on. It says ICO is all I can read on it. And your guess is good as mine. Anybody finds out who it is, let me know.
I might be able to think of that one gentleman's name, and I'll look it up and see if it's him. But
yeah, he might be on the Glenn Beck from time to time.
Yeah, if it's the gentleman I'm thinking of, yeah.
I'm constantly looking for clips and things when I go through this during the week of, that I think's relevant, that I think's important, that gives us the message of truth. And so that one I saw and I heard, and I've got literally thousands of people sending me stuff worldwide to look at, you know, and I can't get to it all, you know, but I try to get to as much as I possibly can. And that one struck home for me.
Well, and doggone it, good luck actually finding information now, especially in this day and age where everything is being purged. So that's actually a segue into this one. So check this out. The WHO, World Health Organization, deletes naturally acquired immunity from its website. Maybe you have the sense that something fishy is going on. The same. If not one thing, it's another. Coronavirus lived on the surface until it didn't. Masks didn't work until they did. And then they did not. And then there's asymptomatic transmission, except when there isn't. Lockdowns work on the control of the virus, except they do not. All these people are sick without symptoms until Whoop's PCR tests are wildly inaccurate because they were never intended to be a diagnostic tool. Everyone's in danger of the virus except when they aren't. It spreads at schools except it doesn't. Oh, it goes daily. However, the World Health Organization decided to delete herd immunity and naturally acquired immunity from its website. So I guess in 20 years when your kids grow up, they won't know anything about an immune system and how their body actually works. They'll just think that you have to get an injection to be able to naturally fight off anything and everything and just let the government stick whatever they want in you, even if it means bending over.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I have a hard time restraining my anger from what you just said. Because, you know, the thing is, at what point in time do they control everything? I mean, if they can control what you put in your body, if they can control, I mean, you know.
They're working at that, yeah.
This is not going to end. When viruses mutate, generally they mutate down into a lesser form and a lesser strain. They end up becoming less lethal so that they can survive longer. That's why the world's most deadly viruses, like Ebola, they have a huge number of death rate, but they're not as transmissible because it ends up going through and killing the patient. So what we're seeing right here, Boris Johnson comes out on his COVID-19 lockdowns, and he says they're probably going to get tougher since the country needs to be realistic about the alarming spread of new, more contagious strain of coronavirus. So once we have a vaccination that supposedly is going to allow us to go back to normal, once we reach 75%, there's two new strains. Convenient. Very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm looking at a headline here, a couple of them. Los Angeles COVID Super Spreader Task Force conducts 5 New Year's Eve raids and arrests 90 people. I mean, if that's not a precursor to what, you know, we got to stop these guys because this isn't about COVID-19. This is about control. This is about government taking over your rights. You know, I've got another clip here.
Before you move on, and they're armed. You know, that task force is just like cops.
Yeah, they're kicking in the doors, yanking people out of Gestapo style.
I mean, yeah, but they're armed and everything. I mean, it's not like they're just in a suit coming to your door, knocking and saying, hey, look out.
It says it's a special task force of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Yep.
So
coming to a town near you. Check this out. So Assembly Bill 416, obviously meant to deal with the Wuhan virus, allows for the detention of any carrier of a disease or contacts a person that has had it to be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility on premise designed by the governor. This is a New York bill that basically is stating if they presume that you're a danger to the public, if you don't want to wear a mask, they can detain you in a medical facility.
We'll just come pick you up and take it care of you. Yeah, and somebody put you said, in a little room and everything will be okay.
And it reminds me of a post I made to somebody who I won't mention that I said, this is how it goes. You know, first the mask and you're giving up your rights and all that. And I was told, I'm not giving up any of my rights.
And, of course, Pope Francis, he's in on all this stuff. Pope Francis condemns travelers fleeing COVID-19 lockdowns.
Well, and there's some insane laws coming up that just got passed too that we're going to go over a little bit too. But we got the next hour to do that in, so let's stay on task here. But
I'm fired up, man.
Good.
The coffee's kicking in.
You know what I mean? Who isn't at this point? If you're not fired up,
you're stupid.
It's just getting crazier and crazier out there.
So these raids, you know, you can check on these raids. One in, included one in Hawthorne, two in Los Angeles, one in Malibu, one in Pomona, thank you.
Pomona,
you know, so, and this is all documented stuff, so what are they doing? And then I've got another article, 32 doctors from 11 countries warn against taking the COVID-19 vaccine.
Imagine that. Of course, they'll all be fact-checked. They'll lose their medical license. If you go against what these people want, I mean, we've already seen instances of doctors who are just telling their honest belief. The doctor's creed is first do no harm, and yet when they try to do that, they're stripped of their medical license for actually telling the truth and not going along with the government agenda and just getting their pockets lined with money on these fake deaths and stuff that they're stamping on.
Some of them just disappear like we've seen.
Well,
in other
this is
areas.
The biggest problem I have with Trump right now, promoting these vaccines. At the same time, you know, it has to be optional. It has to be a choice because, you know, it doesn't matter what comes out. It's up to you to make that choice.
When I think under Trump, I think it's going to be optional. I think under Biden, it's going to be mandatory.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's just, it's crazy out there right now, and it's not going to get any better in 2021. You know, I mean.
Unless we start standing up and doing something about it.
Well, we are, actually, and you're right.
Yeah, it's time to stand up and really, you know, put the gas pedal
down and
go.
Here's some key facts from this Forbes article that I was talking about. Earlier this week, Governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, said he was troubled by the relatively low numbers of nursing homes workers who have elected to take the vaccine, and you know, and but 60% of the nursing home staff declined the shot. Then we go to Houston, okay? That half of the nurses in their unit there at the United Memorial Medical Center wouldn't get it. Roughly 55% in New York Fire Department firefighters said they would not get it. Los Angeles Times on Thursday reported officials in Riverside, California, that 50% of frontline workers in the county refused the vaccine. Fewer than half of the hospital workers in St. Elizabeth Community Hospital in Tehama County, California, were willing to be vaccinated. Around 20 to 40% of the LA workers have reported to decline the opportunity. I'm not sure how that gets together on that, but the point is that there's a ton of people that are saying we're not going to do it.
I was going to say it's backfiring, I think, in some of their plan that everybody was just going to go right along with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and look at Governor Cuomo. He's over there. He says recently that he's not going to get the vaccine until everybody his age has it.
Why are you a little afraid?
He's a super spreader, all right.
Yeah, he's a
but
super
I'm not,
spreader.
I'm not sure he's spreading the virus as much as he's just spreading it.
Yeah.
what I want to do, too, is, okay, we got 2 minutes to the top of the hour. And
1 minute.
Oh, we got 1 minute. And then I want to come back and I want to go into this open books stuff about the California bailouts and all that and the money and then talk about that and run that clip because that's very important.
You mean
as to
California's
what we're
doing. Got a problem?
Well, all the states are doing. I've got this posted, and you'll see it. It's called Open the Books, State Bailouts, and they're going after a bunch of different states on these bailouts, and they're going in and analyzing the numbers to see what's going on. So with that.
I guess we might as well go out, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Salvered Minds, and we'll see you in the next hour.
Oh, yeah.
Love of fascist bullies disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. who's running our country, who's running our world. Examine it closely and watch it unfurl.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The 117th U.S. Congress is being sworn in even as we speak, but it opens with question marks over it.
For one thing, there won't be a full House. The race in New York's 22nd district has yet to be called a month after the election, and Republican Luke Letlow was newly elected but died this past Tuesday at age 41, so a special election will have to be called in Louisiana's 5th district. And there will probably be at least three more special elections if the three Democrat representatives tapped for positions in a Biden administration are approved by lawmakers. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Some of the first passengers to cross the English Channel on the Eurostar since the UK left the European Union say it's about the same, really.
The train had arrived at London St. Pancras International from Gare du Nord in Paris. After arriving in the UK, some passengers say they had expected additional border checks by authorities, but costume designer Sebastian Passot says there were no additional checks or forms.
They were very thorough checking the passenger locator form because of COVID. So they checked that very carefully. But apart from that, there was no mention of Brexit whatsoever.
The UK left the European bloc's vast single market for people, goods and services at 11 p.m. London time on Thursday, in the single biggest economic change the country has experienced since World War II. Sarah Bassett, London.
India has green-lighted two COVID-19 vaccines today, paving the way for a huge inoculation program to stem the coronavirus pandemic. In the world's second most populous country, the drugs regulator approved vaccines developed by Oxford University and the UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca, and another by an Indian company. Iran says it plans to enrich uranium up to 20% at its underground Fordo nuclear facility. That's nearly weapons grade. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Tesla saw its annual sales rise 36%, but fell short of a delivery goal.
The electric car company said Saturday it delivered 499,500 vehicles for the year, including 180,570 SUVs and sedans for the October through December period. CEO Elon Musk had set a goal of delivering 500,000 vehicles in 2020, but that was before the pandemic hit. Tesla stuck to that goal even though the virus forced its only U.S. assembly plant to close for several weeks in the spring. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Officials say a plane has landed at the airport in Yemen's southern port city of Aden today, the first commercial flight to arrive since a deadly missile attack last week on the facility that killed 25 people and wounded 110 others. The flight's arrival comes 4 days after missiles exploded, just moments after a plane carrying members of Yemen's cabinet left for Saudi Arabia. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A police officer in Massachusetts paid for the Christmas groceries of two women instead of charging them with shoplifting. We get more on this one from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Somerset Police Officer Matt Lima responded to a report of a shoplifting in progress at the Stop and Shop on December 20th, according to a statement on the department's website. When he arrived, he was told that two women with two young children were not scanning all of their groceries before putting them into bags at the self-checkout kiosks. The women were asked to wait inside with their items while police responded. While on the scene, Lima found that the women had fallen on hard times and attempted to take additional groceries so that they could provide Christmas dinner for the two children. Instead of filing criminal charges, Lima served the women with notice not to trespass forms and purchased gift cards amounting to $250 so the women could buy groceries at another Stop and Shop location. Somerset Police Chief George McNeil praised Lima's actions, saying they exemplify what it means to protect and serve the members of our community. I'm Bernie Bennett.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
As I walked out, all the streets were empty. The government said everyone should stay home. Then they spread fear and loathing and no hope for the future. Not many did question this very strange move. Well, on the government website from the 21st of March 2020, it said COVID-19 was no longer high risk. Then 2 days later, they put us under lockdown. Then why are we not being told the truth? By all the media outlets and the government lackeys, why is this not big news? Why is it being ignored? Why no checks and balances? Why no second opinions? Why are they working? And why are we not?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And I think we should actually bring this up, Dave. I think you should read this article that you found, well, and then let's talk about it. And let's talk about, what are the solutions if this is true, and we're having the hardest time figuring out what the truth is anymore. But go ahead.
So in California, there's an article here on Newsmax that came out today, and they're saying California funeral homes run out of space as COVID-19 rages. And it says the head of the State Funeral Directors Association says mortuaries are being inundated as the United States nears a grim tally of 350,000 COVID-19 deaths.
Now, stop there. I challenge that number one, because of all of the fudging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the head of the State Funeral Directors Association.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm already a suspect, without it. So where's he getting his numbers from? Is he getting his numbers from the health officers or the funeral parlors?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't trust these guys. There is a virus, and then after you go down through here and you're seeing the numbers of the bodies piling up like you were going to do.
Yeah, so Continental is averaging about 30 body removals a day, 6 times its normal rate. Mortuary owners are calling one another to see whether anyone can handle overflow. The answer is always the same. They're full too. In order to keep up with the flood of bodies, Milando has rented a 50-foot, 15-meter refrigerator for 2 of the 4 facilities she runs in L.A. and
actually,
surrounding counties.
That's Maldonado, so. Sorry.
I was thinking of the beer or something.
I was thinking of the baseball player,
okay, but
Candy Maldonado.
In saying that, they don't address anything about having funeral services.
But, no, they do. They do. It's in the very next line. That's exactly where I was going. Bob Ackerman. I don't know how to spell that. Ackerman, probably. Executive Director of California Funeral Directors Association said that the whole process of burying and cremating bodies has slowed down. Including embalming bodies and obtaining death certificates. So,
Normal times, cremation might happen within a day or two. Now it takes a week or longer. That explains it right there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's kind of why I wanted to bring this up.
Well, it's fear-mongering.
It's absolute fear-mongering. And they're taking figures, and they're not telling you the truth, and they're manipulating the data to make it sound like it's a lot worse than it is.
And to go a little bit further, they're not allowing families to have services. And
absolutely.
In turn, your loved one. And then, so they're backing up there, too, because they have no place.
This is piss-poor reporting from Newsmax.
Well, there you go.
This is disgusting. And I want to point
this
out one more thing here.
Somebody, they just printed it. So
I want to point out one more thing here. When they go through and they say that Continental, they're picking the worst of the worst of all the places, and that's 30 bodies. And then they go ahead and they say they always call up and see what's going on at other facilities. So what does that mean? That they call up and be like, hey, do you have anything over here? How many facilities do you think that they're actually going to call for the competition?
You gotta be kidding
maybe
me.
One.
Yeah, do you want us to send you some business there, boy? We got a couple extras over here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
and so they turn around and they say this, and they put this slide on it. Give me a doggone break. The fear-mongering.
Well,
who wrote it?
And then I don't know.
No, it doesn't. At the bottom.
Copyright.
Well,
there should be
press.
Somebody. Well, there you have it right there. Associated Press. That's all you need to know. Associated Press is all. Everything's out of Washington. There you have it. And so then it begs another question here, and the question is the right thing to do, even if this is true, is to lock down everybody and shut down the economy?
Well, and even if this is true, just turn around. Think about this, okay? You have six times the normal rate of bodies that are piling up. It average takes 1 to 2 days for cremation purposes,
right,
which is what most people are doing right now since they can't hold services. So deaths are actually down lower if you actually just average that out and say it takes 1 day
right
to cremate.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to look at last year's stats as well as this year's stats, because this COVID rage is out of control. That's total BS.
No, I'll slap you and say forget about it.
It's just complete manipulation of the data. Okay,
so. All right, we had a couple callers calling in, and earlier, and they had some questions. One was about voting machines.
You're going to have to find that out for yourself.
You may want to call the county clerk.
Yeah.
I had heard that there was actually that we were using Dominion voting systems up here.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. I don't know how many machines there are.
And where they were and the locations.
And there is some interesting things that are going on the California front. You have 16 individuals, one of them including New California, that signed on to a deal that is trying to get all of the California ballots dismissed in a lawsuit because of a technicality that was on it.
Good luck with that.
Well, there is actually precedence on it because there was a Republican.
I'm sure there absolutely is. All you got to do is look no farther than the Attorney General
and
who's going to prosecute the case.
Well, and that's the problem. Right now we have all of these individuals within our court system all the way up to the Supreme Court that are not doing their doggone jobs.
Absolutely, no question about it. So what was the other question?
Well, yeah, I forgot what the other question was now.
It was something
I got
about
stuck on the machine thing.
Side effects of the COVID
vaccine. How are you supposed to know what all the side effects?
There's a whole bunch of side effects. A lot of the side effects that you have from the COVID vaccine are actually the side effects you'd get from COVID. About 70% of the people was what they're saying.
Sounds
experience.
Like the flu shot. I remember getting the flu shot.
Yeah,
I never had the
flu
shot.
There's no way you can know.
The flu shot was, you will never get sick. Take the flu shot.
That's that question in 10 years.
I didn't know more than pulled the needle out and I started getting sick.
I'm just saying, check back with me in 10 years. They'll tell you what the side effects are for
so,
a lot of people.
So, in any of these viruses, they introduce the virus
it's
into
itself,
your system that's supposed to be weakened.
Well,
so,
and supposedly this RNA vaccine, what it's actually doing is it's telling your body that you have the virus already, in essence.
So, built your immune system's supposed to kick into gear.
Yes, and it's supposed to build up the antibodies in order to make your body be able to fight off the thing that you just got put into your system. I mean, honestly,
along with all the baby parts and the mercury and everything else that they threw in there as a cocktail of, some kind of a cocktail of a virus formula, that's all supposed to be good while they make millions of dollars. Why don't I just take a couple of zinc tablets and some vitamin C and eat some kale and go outside and breathe some fresh air?
Well, and that thing that sickens me the most is I still have not seen anybody actually address the truth of the matter of what this physician and this doctor was saying when he used to work as the head of research for respiratory for Pfizer. And he wrote a letter to the European Union and said, do not use these in even human trials because there is a protein within this which affects the ovaries of mammals and it could cause infertility in women.
It's like Siskiyou in the chat room says, the bodies are lining up on the streets, cats and dogs, you know, apocalypse, living in sin, you know.
And look at what's actually taking place in New York right now. There's so many people that have been locked down in their homes that the freaking rats are attacking live pigeons and trying to eat them alive. You have squirrels that are attacking humans. You got freaking you ever seen that movie, I Am Legend?
Yeah.
It's basically like that in New York, just without the asphalt tearing up. I mean, for goodness sakes, man.
I was thinking of Christmas Vacation and the squirrel in the tree. just saying. Okay, so we've got about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I do want to move on here to this other clip from Open.
Okay, before you do, because we actually do need to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll have time to play the clip. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
They know we were born to be free. Don't need the government cramping my style. Give them an inch, they take a mile. Take you in with a phony smile. Wouldn't you agree? And you normal is not normal. No kind of normal at all. Everyone seems to have amnesia, just trying to remember the Berlin Wall. Some kind of new old ideology.
I can't help but crack up about the chat room there. It's going off on Monty Python, you know, bring out your dad, bring out your dad. But I'm not really sick, you know. They're all piling them up into the cards. You know, a bunch of Monty Python references on the Holy Grail thing, but funny stuff. Good grief. Let's get to this clip here. So this is from Open the Books, State Bailouts California. It's funny. Before I go there, I got to say this one clip from Facebook removes 1.7 million member group. Joe Biden is not my president without warning. But anti-Trump group, not my president, is still up after 4 years. So that ought to tell you what's going on. I just joined the ring. The reason I'm bringing that up, I joined yesterday. They already got rid of it. So here we go. This is from the Open the Books. I'm not sure who the speaker is. I didn't have time to do the research on that, but I'll post everything so you can get to it if you want. And they're talking about bailouts in California. And here we go. Let's see if we've got everything set up here. Are we ready to go, Travis? Okay, so let me get my volume square. Here we go. Let's see what we got.
Governor Newsom in California, he projects a $54 billion state budget deficit this year. The public pensions in California are underfunded to the tune of $1 trillion. The HEROES Act with Nancy Pelosi, again, has passed the House that sits in the Senate, would bail out California to the tune of $48 billion. But here's what we found. We found there are 340,000 public employees in California that cost taxpayers $48 billion a year. So they're asking for a bailout nearly dollar for dollar to bail out their highly compensated workforce.
Wow.
So what we found was that you can be a truck driver in San Francisco and make up to $160,000. You can be a lifeguard in Los Angeles County and make up to $365,000. You can be a nurse at the University of California Medical Systems and make up to $501,000. You could be the athletic director at UCLA, whose football teams in the last 2 years out of 24 games, they have won 7 games. And last year, the athletic director made $1.8 million.
Wow.
You know, there were 114 local administrators in Illinois that out-earned every governor of the 50 states in our villages. In California, there's 1,400 city and town administrators that out-earn every governor of the 50 states. That threshold salary is actually Governor Gavin Newsom's salary of $202,000.
That's sickening.
So let's go into some of these positions. When I say the lifeguards make $365,000, people tend to doubt the number. But actually, our data shows that 44 Los Angeles lifeguards made between $200,000 last year and $365,000. And if anybody on the call wants the database, I can send you the Excel sheet where all the compensation is broken out.
Wow.
In San Francisco, you may remember last summer, our team literally changed the narrative on homeless populations in major cities.
I want to stop there just for a second to address that a little bit, because you know something? What they're doing is they're buying the government employees off. Mm-hmm. They stoke them up with so much money. They haven't missed a paycheck. They don't care about coronavirus. They don't care if we have any shutdowns. They're not missing any paycheck.
Yeah,
nobody's suffering at all.
Well, that's why you have these Gestapo-like health inspectors that are going around doing all this crud.
They're getting rich.
Yeah.
They're getting rich on our dime while we suffer and our businesses go under. Our children are suffering. All of it. And they just keep putting – and now they want to bail out again? I don't think so. These guys got to get some skin in the game. They need to suffer like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on. I had to say that because here we go.
We mapped 141,000 instances of human waste on city streets in San Francisco. And yes, we introduced a little humor. We used brown pens. The members, the new mayor, London Breed, won for election promising to literally clean up the streets. She instituted a poop patrol Our data shows that the members of the Poop Patrol cost taxpayers all in $184,000 per year. Let's walk through the California major systems. K through 12 education, there's 110,000 public employees where their pay exceeds 100 grand. Colleges and universities, there's 65,000 where it exceeds 100 grand. There's 10,000 of them in California where it exceeds $200,000. There is 63,000 state employees where the compensation exceeds 100 grand. There's 45,000 at the city and town and village level in California where it exceeds 100 grand. You can make up to $400,000 managing a city in Santa Clara. And we reached out to comment for that city manager, and they think they've got it justified. However, I'd like to remind the city manager that a four-star general in the United States military makes $268,000. And that's a lot more it's a lot more importance of a position in all the rest. So in California, our team is very serious about giving oversight to California as they ask for a $48 billion bailout from all of us. In fact, in January, we sued the state comptroller, Betty Yee, to begin the process of forcing open the California state checkbook. That's the line-by-line record of payments on exactly where taxpayer money was paid to state vendors on contracts and to grant recipients.
Hey, you can't do that!
So what really strikes me on all this stuff is that they feel so entitled to all of these things, and then they end up driving up all the costs around because, you know, how do these cities get their money? They tax the people who are there. And so how do the people respond? They end up increasing these rents to where you have to be one of these elites who are in these positions, because some of these places, like what he was talking about with the 100 grand. I mean, dude, you try to go to live in San Francisco with 100 grand, you're going to have like a one-bedroom condo without a window and no parking space. And this all happens because of these greedy politicians and these greedy city managers that jack their own rates up and then cause the cost of living to rise so much that it just becomes a hellhole.
Well, and these guys are killing themselves. I mean, that's what's going to happen here. I mean, do these guys not see the numbers? Do they think we could print money forever? Do you think that there's not going to be a consequence of the federal government bailing them out? I mean, right now, according to an article written for the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
Real quick on this, though, before we go into that. One of the things is that capitalism, you build walls to keep people out because you have it so good. Communism and society is like what California is turning into. You build walls to keep people in. With what he's doing recently and with what they're legislating and trying to put into effect, if you spend 60 days in California, not even consecutive days, they want to tax you for up to 10 years after you leave. That's building a wall to keep people in.
Well, that's why people are leaving anyway. And you know something, at some point in time, if you're in another state and they want some money from you, you're going to give them the finger. I mean, that's really what's happening here, you know, and you've got, you know, the governor is going to have a $54.3 billion shortfall, you know, revenue budget, revenue has declined 22.3%. What do you think is going to happen at the end of the day? The state and local governments need an estimated $1 trillion to avoid massive cuts, according to the federal government's own economic projections. What do you think is going to happen? These guys are killing themselves. Yep. You know, they think they're being paid off, but you know, and just ride the wave. But the whole thing's going to sink.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is sinking. Yeah. I mean, what we're already seeing right now is we're seeing a mass exodus of people who are in California leaving, and what you're going to be left with is the sanctuary cities and not being able to walk out anywhere because the Poop Patrol hasn't gotten there yet.
Wow. Makes you want to just drive down to San Francisco and start singing, I left my something in San Francisco.
It's not just that either. You go through and you look at it. There are needles strewn all over the streets in these places. You can't go out. You can't ride a bus because people are leaving used hypodermic needles for their drugs. They're doing human waste. They're no better than a dog that is bad.
So. But we're, it's happening here. People don't realize that same crap is happening on the streets here in Reading. Mm-hmm. What are you going to wake up? It's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
I saw a clip YouTubers shot down in Venice Beach the other day. It's a hellhole. So,
I watched a girl. She was in a doorway and run to the next doorway and pull her pants down and do her duty right here in Reading.
Wow.
I mean, come on, folks.
Now, on a lighter note.
I don't think it gets much lighter than that, but okay. We do have to go to a break. And
then we'll come back.
Story.
I want to talk about the death of California, 5 insane new laws that are being passed.
Okay. Wow. And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I lost 10 points just for being in the right place. At exactly the wrong time, I look right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. So if you see me walking all alone, don't look back. On my way back home, there's a train leaves here this morning. I don't know what I might be on. She signed me.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Y'all are sellouts, y'all are hellbound. Come around, homie, you don't know me. Creepy Joe wanna cheat on the low. You will be defeated, you will reap what you sow. Yeah, y'all are Judas, get the pitchforks. Y'all don't wanna do this, now we pissed and it's war. Betrays with a kiss, you should've listened to your core. Now I'm a wave of fist and Jesus sitting at the door. He coming soon, are you in tune with the king? Turn into a goon, I'm going doom on the scene. You don't want the truth, you in a tomb and I can see that you were just a beta being used by the elite. You missed it. You make me want to cuss, but I'll resist it. Make me want to bust a couple, God might permit it. Keep kids away from biting, might just want to sniff it. These people hell bound and I ain't gonna pay a visit. Taking God off the pledge, you gon' meet the double edge. You want justice? Trust me, man, he coming with revenge. You don't want to be here in the end, you condemned. I told you not to push us to the edge. You a sad
that song.
That's the new one from Tyson James that just dropped. Man, I'll tell you what, it is definitely starting to heat up out there. That's the message that we're starting to see across the board. I mean, everybody's at that place to where they're wanting to cuss and we're trying to resist it, and it's just getting harder and harder to do so.
I just wanted to let everybody know that Trump now has a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Donald J. Trump, political candidate. You can go there and like it. I've been getting a lot of his stuff from Twitter, you know, very prolific tweeter. And
cue the George Soros fact checkers.
Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was this death of California 5 insane laws. But before we get to that, there is a little caveat to that that's kind of funny, is that Newsom, the recall effort against Newsom, got a $500,000 boost from an Orange County firm.
Nice.
And the company's name refers to Proverbs 3:9 in the Bible, which says to honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. And that's an interesting thing that so people are stepping up. So let's go to the first part of the new laws. This actually passed. Enacted into law. Reparations for the institution of slavery. Article 1, finding and declarations. This is section 1 of 8301. And I didn't even know that this had passed. But the legislature makes the following finding and declarations. They're going to have a task force going door to door to try to assess, you know, people, as relatives and in the colonies from 1619 to 1865 to figure out who is entitled to reparations from slavery.
Wow.
I mean, I'm at a loss for words.
Well, and the thing that most people don't even have any clue to, any understanding, it never gets mentioned. The first people to sell slaves were black folks selling their own people. Most of the people who actually ended up immigrating here ended up coming after slavery was already abolished. They try to make it like we're this racist country and we have all this bad stuff going on.
So let me get this straight. California is asking for money from the federal government because they're broke, and then they're going to implement, or they have a law that's going to pay these people to go
paying anybody yet. They're trying to figure out who they need to pay.
Yeah, but the people going out, knocking on the door, they're not being paid?
This is a defied strategy as well. Then, it's to pit everybody against everybody else.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back, you can't compare now with what happened 100 years ago, 150, 200 years ago. Because, you know, something 300 years ago, everybody in the world had slaves at one time or another.
Yep.
I don't care whether it's Irish or English or you take your pick. Everybody had slaves. It was abolished in this country for the first time in history.
Yeah.
This is
absolute stupidity. You know, they didn't form this country on slavery. They formed this country on all men are created equal. It took a little while for the rest of the world to come up to that.
Yeah, well, and even when they wrote that, when they penned that document, it was their intent to abolish slavery.
Period. For and all men.
Yeah, it
worldwide.
Took some time. People are greedy. If you buy something, you want to keep that something, even if it's
would have never been able to pass the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution without the Southern states getting on board. And they would not have gotten on board if they had out and out said they wanted to abolish slavery at that point.
Yeah.
You have to sometimes give and take to get to the point where you can actually do what you're trying to do.
Well, if you're going to be handing out reparations, I want reparations for every man, woman, and child that died during Civil War
that's really my point, where does it end?
Yeah, and we've had slaves since there was civilization. People have sold their own people since the beginning of time.
Look it up. The first slave owner in America was actually black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you go through, I mean, what about the Jewish reparations? Where did they get theirs? Well, I mean, back in Egypt? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, the Irish
at the beginning of time.
The Irish and the English, the Scotch and the Scotch and the English, the Chinese enslaved people. I mean, the Indians enslaved other Indians. So should we start? Let's go there.
Yeah.
It's absolute stupidity. unless you are trying to divide the people against themselves.
It's this poor me mentality. Really what it is the government wants you to suckle at their teat. They want you to turn around and be completely compliant and completely dependent upon them. They want you to believe that you are not capable of doing anything for yourself. At a time when you have, they say small business. I resent the term small business. That is absolute bull stuff. Because you go through and you see that the small business is actually your local business. That what they're considering small is $10 million or less, and we've already lost close to a million small businesses through this. Hopes, dreams, lives lost. People are committing suicide over what's taking place, and they're worried about this crud right now at a time to where you're actually opening up old wounds that don't exist for anybody that's there. Nobody alive has owned slaves. Nobody. Period. In this country.
Nobody alive has been a slave.
Well, and if you're going to talk about this and you're going to talk about spending money on this, how about the fact over in Muslim countries they still do own slaves? How about over in Africa they still do own slaves? Why don't we send money to help free people from slavery there? It's because you're greedy and you're corrupt. That's what it comes down to. And you see this right here with just this article today. You have Mitch McConnell. And you have Nancy Pelosi that both had their houses vandalized. Pelosi had a pig's head that was cut off and placed in front of her garage. And then somebody wrote something on it that said, $2,000, cancel rent, we want everything, with two anarchy logos on it. You also had Mitch McConnell, which also had a situation at his house, and he had a message, give us our money. Something along that. Yeah, it's spray painted, where's my money on the Kennedy senator's front door. And, I mean, basically you got these people that just want money. They want everything for free and nothing.
I'm looking right now at the Progressive Party news page. Okay.
That's a digressing, depressing thing.
Well, in this it says there's a piece called Garcetti, Where's the Money? Okay, so the Garcetti, who's the mayor of Los Angeles, you know, during the summer in the historical uprising of Black Lives Matter, and their call to defund the police and reinvest in the communities, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti managed to throw a bone to BLM activists and announced he would redirect $150 million of Los Angeles Police Department's money to community services. And so the line, where's the money, is completely appropriate to what we're talking about, this reparations thing. Do you think, okay, number one, where are they going to get the money? Okay. If they get it, or they have it, do you think they're going to pass it out in reparations? It's kind of like sending a dollar to Washington, you know, to pass on to Santa Claus. Only when it gets to Santa Claus, it's a nickel, and 95% of it has been ate up in administration.
Well, that's the thing that nobody seems to understand. The government gets their money from us. If the government is giving you money, it's giving you your own money minus a cut. If anybody wants to have that happen, I'll be more than happy to give you your own money. You just got to give it to me first. If you give me $1,000, I'll give you $600 back. Administration fees, you know?
I like the chat room is smoking here, Trump's anti-agenda. I want my wife to pay me reparations. I want my llamas to pay me reparations.
I want my husband to pay me.
There you have it. So the point is, it's stupid.
Yeah.
It is complete stupidity.
I want the government to get the heck out of the way.
Leave me alone.
Stop the red tape
on
the businesses. So check this out. I was listening to something recently, and they say that in 2021, they're going to increase from the IRS audits on small businesses, i.e. local businesses, to the tune of 50% increase on small business. Why would you do that unless you want to absolutely destroy the small businesses and leave Walmart and Amazon as the only place you can go pander to?
I don't know if I believe that or not with the IRS. We deal with the IRS and stuff a lot, and they don't audit a lot of small businesses.
Not now, but
I could see a double-edged sword there, that maybe to scare people not to go into business.
Right. Well, the thing
because
is,
I'm afraid to get audit. We get that all the time.
Well,
it's
that's stupid too. It's like saying I'm afraid to be free, so I'd rather be a slave.
Right. But that's what I'm.
It really is because,
yeah.
Because the thing is, the only way out of this mess, in my opinion, is owning your own business and making that flourish. Because what happens is, on the W-2 side of everything, you are paying your money before you get your money directly to the government. So there's nothing to audit because you're already losing it.
Right.
This is from Bloomberg.com. IRS plans a 50% ramp up in audits from small businesses next year.
Let me clue you in on this.
I think
I've been hearing this for 35 years.
There's my point.
At the same time, every single year. The reason that they say this is because they're scaring you into compliance.
That's what
it's all about. It's about fear-mongering completely. They don't have the capabilities to ramp it up 50% on small businesses. Our audits have gone way down because Trump pulled their budget. They can't even do it if they want to. They got 10 million pieces of mail backed up at their campuses because they've been off work for the last 8 months. They do not even have the capabilities to try to audit and go this direction. But what they are doing, and they've done it every single year since I've been in the tax business, is they put this story out in January, right before tax season, to scare the crap out of all small businesses owners so they don't take all of their legal deductions.
Doggone.
And what they also will do is send out notices stating to people that they owe money, which they don't owe, and a lot of people, because of fear, will send them the money.
They actually did a study. This is
it's a doggone shakedown.
Well,
and one of the things that I've seen too is the IRS takes in all this money, but when the IRS, if you actually look at how much it costs to have those it's more than what they take in.
That's
the
because
taxes.
They could just go over to the Treasury and say, "Could you lend?" Or actually, they go over to the Federal Reserve and say, "Could you lend us a couple of $1 trillion?" And then the Federal Reserve instructs the Treasury to that they want to borrow the print the money, and then we borrow it from the Federal Reserve, who's not federal and has no reserves, and there's no money in the account, and they just make it up out of thin air, and now we owe the Federal Reserve interest on the money that they just printed up. It's an absolute con game.
The government doesn't fire you. If anything, they ship you over to the IRS, and you become an IRS agent.
You get promoted.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
well, maybe. I'm not sure if that's a promotion. But going back to those numbers, they actually sent out, and they did a study, and it was 1994, whatever it was, where they sent out bills. So if they'd send out a bill for $650, they found out that if they sent it out for $800, then the people would get mad enough to go to their accountant and try to fight it. But if it was $600 and under,
they wouldn't fight it.
They would just pay it to get them out of their hair. They didn't know the money. There was no legal reason to send the bill out. And we caught a bunch of them in this scam back then. And so that just tells you how far back this whole thing goes.
Disgusting.
It's been going on for 50 years.
Disgusting.
And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'd always survive. Now, I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Just a Karen. Yeah.
Just Karen.
Yeah, I actually like Karen Carpenter. I think she was a great singer.
Yeah, sure.
But let's go to our caller and then...
We've got James on the line.
Good morning, James.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying, you know, I mean, everybody on that panel has been voting for these, you know, these politicians, man, for the last 20, 35 years.
What panel?
You've been... Everybody's there. You're on a panel, aren't you?
No.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe not a panel. You know, I'm not going to try to...
You're
sitting at a table, right?
Yeah, we're sitting
at a table.
You mean everybody on this show and has been voting for these guys? No, I don't think so.
Everybody on the show. You voted for these politicians.
No, I didn't.
When you voted.
I didn't vote for all these politicians. I voted for some politicians.
What we're seeing, too, is that...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's basically what I'm talking about. You voted for some of them.
Okay.
I know
okay.
you didn't vote for all of them.
Okay.
All
what's
right.
Your, what's
you know,
your point?
Like I said, I'm not, you know, I'm what's trying you? To make it if you listen.
I'm trying to listen. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that you voted these people in.
No, we
and
didn't.
You know what?
When you look at
let
California...
Him talk. Let him finish off.
Okay, go on.
Then, go ahead. I don't. We're not interrupting. Go ahead.
Fuck you, man.
Really?
Beep oh. You can...
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what he doesn't realize is what we're actually seeing with these Dominion voting machines is that, no, we haven't actually been voting for any of these clowns. These people have been being elected through these crony machines and through these crony systems where they go through
exactly.
and do these things.
Exactly.
And he didn't clarify who.
Yeah.
Which one?
What's he talking about? We voted these guys in.
Yeah.
What
level?
Who?
All of them? The federal? The local?
The local?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I've been voting.
I voted Travis Allen. I did.
Yeah.
I mean, when we have one representative who we actually can have representing us in a state that literally is probably one of the few representatives who's a Republican, and...
The sad thing is that we never got where he was going or what his thought was trying to convey. So let's just move on and forget about it because that's not a discussion. You know, I was trying to give him his floor and then he, you know, then, you know. So we'll just move on. What do you got?
All right. So we have a bunch of things that are coming up on the 6th and it's starting to get very, very interesting. One of the things I wanted to address is this Oath Keepers thing that ended up coming out. So the Oath Keepers are current and former military and law enforcement, and they penned an open letter to the President of the United States. I'm not going to be able to read the whole thing, but this is scary. It basically is going where none of us wanted it to go, but it's there. So this is their conclusion. There is no way out but through, and we will not submit to a Chitcom puppet regime. You must stand tall and use your constitutional powers to fight this war against enemies, foreign and domestic, while you are still president and commander in chief. If you fail to do so, we the people will have to fight a bloody revolution / civil war to throw off an illegitimate deep state Chinese puppet regime. You must use both your authority to invoke the Insurrection Act and your absolute power to declassify all secrets. Because of the machines of complicit mainstream media, most Americans are ignorant of just how corrupt and compromised the establishment has become. They have no idea how many political, legal, media, and business elites are now compromised puppets of communist China in the aid of the deep state traitors within our own intelligence and federal law enforcement agencies. This is why you must use SOCOM and other loyal military units to mass data seizure, declassification, and mass data dump to throw out all the skeletons into the streets, exposing all the dirty secrets that are used to control the American elites, and show the American people all the evidence and show them who is dirty, who is traitor, who is criminal. This will destroy the credibility of the traitors and make it easier to defeat them, with the people themselves being the judge and with our military service members also clearly seeing who has turned traitor and who must not be obeyed. It's critical. You must do both. Expose them all and bring them to justice. Know this, millions of American and law enforcement veterans and many more loyal patriotic American gun owners, stand ready to answer your call to arms and obey your orders to get this done. Signed, Stuart Rhodes, Yale Law, Army Airborne Veteran, and Kylie Soro, Texas attorney and former prosecutor. These people are serious. You got 30,000 active due-paying members of the Oath Keepers and many more who are Oath Keepers that just are not due-paying members, and this is what we're seeing more and more. Recently, over the weekend, there was a situation with Proud Boys, where they went out and they were being peaceful, and they had Blue Lives Matter flags, the thin blue line that they were carrying with them, and they said F Antifa and F BLM, and were standing away from the other party, and the police told them to back up. They started backing up, and the police opened fire on them with rubber bullets and with police mace, and then at that point, all hell broke loose with one of the Patriot guys ended up going and spraying the police with that. At the end of it, they all tossed down their flags for the thin blue line flags and stomped on them and tossed them down in front of the officers and said, we don't support the police anymore. And what? This is what we're seeing taking place more and more. We do have a caller on the line, Dar.
Oh, we better hurry. Well, we're running out of time here, so make it quick, Dar. Are you there, Dar? Well, we're going to move on.
All right.
Okay, so... You know, I want to go to a quote here from Ulysses S. Grant, and I think it's an appropriate quote for what we're talking about now. Now, there was a lot of different circumstances back in the Civil War, but, you know, basically he said there's two parties now. There are but two parties, traitors and patriots, and I think that's what we're coming down to, mm-hmm. is that you either support and defend the Constitution and the laws inside that Constitution, or you don't. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then you are a traitor to the American government. You are a traitor to the American people. If you think that, you know, giving up all your rights and going with a totalitarian government that's being manipulated by China is the right thing to do, if you think that voting machines that cheat on the voting and stuffing ballots and anything to justify the means, then you are a Marxist communist traitor. I mean, that's just that simple. You either go along with that program or not. If you don't believe that, then do your homework because you need to figure it out. But that's really what it's coming down to is traitors and patriots.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing police that are leaving the offices who are good oath-keeping officers, and they're quitting in record numbers. And what we're left with are these scumbags. Just recently, we had an incident where there was a health inspector that went in and turned around and shut down a business. The guy comes out and says, I'm desperate.
I think you got to preface that with there are instances in different jurisdictions in different areas. You know, you've got the Midwest where the police officers won't do it. You know, you've got sheriffs that say we won't enforce these laws because they are unconstitutional. And then you got LAPD.
Yeah, but it's more and more. I mean, you see, depending on where you're at, like for the most part now in New York, it's all corruption.
Well,
it's all bad.
What I'm saying is you look at all of the big Democratic strongholds. That's where it's at.
Well, and the scary thing is once we end up losing all of our constitutional beliefs in our system, I mean, at this point, we all believe that the DOJ is corrupt, the FBI is corrupt, all of these top elites that are within these places, within like the CIA and otherwise, are corrupt. Now, Before we get to Dar,
not 2 minutes.
But it also goes back to it. It's us that needs to start changing things and get involved at the local level to make your police department and stuff like that.
We're down to like.
All right, Dart. You got the floor. Hurry up.
Hurry up. We're almost
good
out
morning.
Of time.
Good morning. You're talking about paying back for people who supposedly own slaves. They need to start with Biden and Harris because their ancestors owned slaves. Anyway, what I don't can understand is why there is no outrage from people about what's going on in Ethiopia and Nigeria. All the citizens, the children, the women, children who are being massacred, their families, by these extremist Muslims over there, and they're all black.
Well,
so why hasn't something been done about that? These people are being slaughtered, tortured. It's horrible.
Well, because we're in a political death fight right now, and those people don't really matter to either side.
Yep, and Black Lives Matter is a corporation, not a movement.
I thought the UN was supposed to stick their noses in.
Well, that's Pollyanna thinking there. The UN has never been there for anybody but
themselves,
grabbing power
themselves.
Anyway, we got to go.
Thanks
for
calling,
the show. Thanks,
right,
Dar.
Bye.
Keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You're born an original, so don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire. Is it under service?
And don't forget, Board of Supervisors on Tuesday, 8:45.
There we
this
go.
This is KCR.
Oh.
1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.